Peter Perez, USC Credit Union President CEO, with us here in the studio lounge. I just got out of your presentation. I'm fired up, man. I am ready to, like, do something. I don't know. I'm going to be like Evel Knievel and jumping over the Grand Canyon or something. You are a great motivator. That was a great presentation.
Thank you very much.
It's called Virtual is Vital. Can you give us a quick overview on what you talked? There's a lot there, but if you can, an overview possibly?
Well, in a nutshell, Mike, our future is going to be defined by how well we serve our members via the virtual channel, right? Our credit unions, every credit union now has a virtual presence. It's how well we execute on it in the future that will define our future success.
And you had some great, you had some really proof in the pudding numbers and graphs up there that showed how you guys have kind of migrated from the traditional branch philosophy to now a virtual philosophy, and it's working for you guys. Can you provide some information on that? Because the charts you showed where you're lending, all your lending, the chart was up and then the branch was down. It's like, what is that's working?
No, it's amazing. 67% of all of our volume is coming from the virtual channel now. Again, not unlike other credit unions directionally.
Right.
I think ours is a bit more severe simply because we serve young people by and large. But look, we've changed the way we're structured.
Yeah.
Right. We now have a virtual branch that's not being measured on clicks or hits or visitors. You know, we've structured our virtual branch, Mike, in such a way that our leadership is defined by or is held accountable for those same things that our brick and mortar branch managers are held accountable for. They're responsible for sales, they're responsible for new accounts, they're responsible for loan volume, they're responsible for cross sales and for their branch's net promoter score.
Yeah, you showed the work or the org chart basically, right? You have a specific org chart for your virtual operations basically, or your virtual branch, which is super smart.
Yeah, we do. We felt that because it is the lion's share of our member activity, that we should have a dedicated team that does nothing other than handle member service requests from the mobile and online channel. It's now our largest branch, both in terms of member volume and in terms of staff count.
My goodness. There is so much in your presentation. I took some copious notes here. I don't know where to start. One of the great things that you said in there is when you went to your board about, hey, we need this amount to create a virtual branch, but then we just spent this amount on a huge building. Yeah. Why would you not want to invest in it? Because your building, you serve 1,000 members basically for your building.
Right.
But a virtual branch, you said, will serve 70,000 members. Why not?
Why not? And it was funny. Our board, as I think most boards, understand the importance of a physical presence. Really didn't blanch at spending $14 million for our new flagship branch. Well, not so new, it was a decade ago. But when we said we wanted to spend $3 to $5 million in the virtual space, they balked. They figured that I'd lost my mind, right? But when we use that analogy, right? We have 1,000 members in and out of our flagship branch, and we'll serve 70,000 members via the virtual channel. It became clear that, if anything, that we probably made a misstep when we decided to build a $14,000 edifice, right? Mm-hmm. So there we are.
Oh my God. But you say these things, but you back it up with the numbers, which is so, so cool. So another thing that you brought up was there the org chart, the virtual branch. Oh, it's not our future, it's our present, because it's happening right now when you're talking virtual stuff.
It is indeed. And we talked about some of our fintech competitors. SoFi is a firm that they're doing amazing things, and they're targeting our members. They're very, very credit union like entity.
You're talking about SoFi?
SoFi. They've done $17 billion in loans over the last 5 years. They're targeting millennials, the same group that we as credit unionists are focused on now. They have 225,000 customers, but very interestingly, they're calling their customers members.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, huh. Members. Visit their website, please, and it will look like every website from every progressive credit union.
No doubt.
They are our challenge. They are our competition, and they are something for us to point to as far as what we want to strive for.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. You even brought up Brett King
in
your conversation about his books, Bank 2.0, Bank 3.0. Now he's working on Bank 4.0. He's been on the show a number of times. And I was amazed when you asked the audience, how many of you have read any of his stuff?
Yeah.
I don't think maybe one or two people raised two their people. Hand. That really blew me away. Yeah. I was a little scared when you said that. What do you? I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, the truth is, Brett's work is somewhat controversial.
It is.
But the numbers don't lie. Right? The brick and mortar channel at the credit union in traditional bank space is on the decline. Mobile, online banking is where our future is, primarily mobile. And if we're not where our members want to be, when they want us to be there, via the mobile channel, we're going to be the next Kodak. Right?
They're going to go where...
We can't do that.
All right, I want to wrap up because you have a busy, busy morning here. You talked about leadership. You kind of closed with leadership, and you told everybody in the audience to really think differently in this area. Not only numbers, people are very important, obviously, but you might have to start looking at your marketing folks, your technology folks, as the next leaders of your credit union. Why?
We can hire financial people. We can hire bean counters like me. My background is as a CFO, right? The future is technology. We have to be a technology company.
Yeah, you're right.
And we need technologists running our operations. What we offer is that the folks that are running Airbnb, we're not former hotel operators. The folks running Uber, we're not former taxi drivers, right? The folks running Amazon, we're not former bookstore owners. They are technologists, right? We need to have technology at the center of what we do. And I think... certainly could be wrong, but I think our future leadership will be more technology and digital focused than it is right now.
Very cool. All right, great message to end on. Gary, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well done.
Always
I always enjoy watching you.
Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, it's people like you that get me all fired up and do this stuff.
Thanks, and fight on.
That's right. All right.